The fighting in Colombia between the government and armed rebel groups has caused a massive migration of the country's indigenous people. More than 2,000 indigenous Imbera people have fled their territory in the jungles since a group of armed men forced them to leave their homes. The men wanted access to the wealth of natural resources in the area. John Kelly spoke to Marie-Helene Vernet of the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, about the Imbera people and what effect this displacement is having on them.
The Imbera live mainly on the northwest Pacific coast of Colombia. They live in a part of Colombia that's known as Choco, which is really can best be described as a jungle region. So that basically, you have these very remote areas with really very little presence of institutions. People who are living in a very isolated way, which has been their way of life for centuries and centuries. But you have armed groups, illegal groups, suddenly getting into these areas and obviously fighting each other, and the indigenous are caught in the middle.
What happens when the indigenous people are caught in the middle?
What happens when they get caught in the middle is what we saw last week along a river that's known as the Bardo River, which is a new group, a new armed group entering this this region, and in 1 week forcing 25 Imbera communities to flee, with reports also of murders, of beatings, of threats, and of rapes. For the Imbera people, like for every other indigenous people, the displacement is perhaps even more tragic than for other groups of people, because really for the indigenous, the land is really an integral part of their personality, an integral part of their culture.
Meanwhile, the Colombian government says a top reputed drug lord has been captured. Daniel Rendon, who topped Colombia's list of most wanted suspects, was arrested in the north of the country. President Álvaro Uribe has offered up to $2 million for Rendon's apprehension and the capture of three other top suspected Colombian drug traffickers.